I'm Herb Trix for WVIK. Quad City Arts has reopened in Rock Island and is revamping its online and in-person programming. As Illinois began to relax its social restrictions stemming from the pandemic, the Quad City Arts Center in downtown Rock Island reopened. Following the next phase of the Restore Illinois plan, which also allowed bars and restaurants to open outdoor seating with restrictions, Executive Director Kevin Maynard said May 29th was the earliest the downtown gallery could reopen.
We are taking all the precautions, taking it very seriously. In the gallery, both employees and patrons will be required to wear a facial mask. We're also limiting the amount of people in the gallery at a time to no more than 10 people. And we're also increasing our cleaning and disinfecting and cleaning, high traffic areas, high touch points like, door handles and the countertop. We're excited to really be able to highlight, to highlight our local artists again. We created the website so people can go and look at this art and, potentially purchase this art. But I think everybody agrees that, seeing it on a screen and seeing it in person is a very different experience.
Alex Salaveria, who joined earlier this year as a media specialist, updated QuadCityArts.com with input from the staff, including showing works from the current exhibit and allowing people to buy art online, which was never available before from the 50-year-old nonprofit organization.
Every person at Quad City Arts played a big role in, improving the aesthetics and the way that the website functioned. I think now it's more intuitive. I think it's got some great information and content. And then that great added bonus of, being able to not only look at the art online, but also purchase that if you so choose.
The 43rd Annual High School Art Invitational was presented online, since Quad City Arts could not hold the early April annual exhibit and award ceremony. This year, they worked with teachers to present a digital gallery of the students' art. Don Wolford Metallo, Visual Arts Director, presented over $5,000 in student awards in the group's online video. The current gallery exhibit, which you can see in person through June 19th, is photography by Ken Urban of Durant, Iowa, and paintings by Margaret Ertz from Burlington, Iowa.
Really talented artist and really a great show. And we're going to do, we're looking at some kind of virtual opportunity, to spotlight and highlight these artists and to give them an opportunity to talk about their work.
Maynard says the COVID-19 pandemic has also cut back the number of Metro Arts projects and students involved this summer, and it may change plans for the next Visiting Artist Series starting in the fall. The 33rd Annual Riverzance Festival of Fine Arts is scheduled to go on September 19th and 20th in Lindsay Park in the village of East Davenport. Quad City Arts is taking it over from Midcoast Fine Arts, which disbanded at the end of March.
Depending on the guidelines from the state, what does that change for Riverzance? And regardless, how can we still have a Riverzance experience given those changes? So what things can we do to maybe take some of it or all of it virtual to really still give the exposure to these great artists that, come to this festival?
Quad City Arts is located at 1715 2nd Avenue in downtown Rock Island. Free admission is available 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. weekdays and 11 a.m. to 5 on Saturdays. I'm Herb Trix.